What's going on, everybody? Let's get to another episode of What Do You Know with Joe. Here's the intro.
Sit down and chop it up. Let's talk about it.
Well, let's ask the right question.
Who's convinced?
We're starting to see the mind brain stuff now.
It's What Do You Know with Joe.
How we doing, everybody? Welcome to an episode of What Do You Know with Joe. Special. You get two in 1 week. This one's a special episode because it's with my brother and his upcoming contest at Old Bushead Brewing. My brother is one of the cellar managers at Old Bushead, creating many different types of brews. And this upcoming weekend, they're doing their yearly contest where they all compete against each other with different brews. There's two out currently, and his is being released this Saturday. So wanted to promote that. Everyone get down to Old Bushead if you're in the northern or just Virginia area. Definitely go check it out. It's going to be exciting. Check it out. This is also the first episode not only brought to you by Anchor. We are here at the, we're not here anywhere, but here at the What Do You Know with Joe Show, we just did another partnership and sponsorship with Sneakerhead Golf Company. Sneakerhead Golf is amazing. They produce some great products, not only from an apparel standpoint, but also from, they do these really cool head covers brought to you by Upcycle, and they basically take old sports jerseys that you have and turn them into golf head covers. Genius. They look amazing. Go check them out. There's a promo code out right now, Joe, JOE15. Use that to get 15% off your order. It's amazing. I've already got my cart's full, and I can't wait to show you some of the cool stuff, on top of that we're going to be, representing on the show. So not only to tune into this episode, go check out Sneakerhead Golf. Again, use the promo code JOE15 to get 15% off. Without any more, let's go ahead and jump into the promo for Old Bushead Brewing Contest with my brother. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode, a special episode of What Do You Know with Joe. It's special for two reasons. One, it's for my brother's beer competition coming up, the one he created himself. We're doing a special episode for it because you guys got to go check this out. It's also special because this is the first episode, ladies and gentlemen, that is brought to you by the What Do You Know with Joe Show and Sneakerhead Golf Company. Sneakerhead Golf makes some primo fresh gear. I got some on the way. I'm going to be rocking it on some episodes. It is choice, and they make some sweet golf head covers. I can't wait to show everyone. The promo code's out there right now. Go ahead and use Joe15. That's JOE, all caps 15. Get you 15% off your order. 15% is a great number. Anything, it's modest. It's great. So use 15%. Use Joe15 to get 15% off your order at Sneakerhead Golf Company. Very excited. But enough with that. It's enough with promos. Ant, how you doing?
Good. Good. Thanks for being on.
Oh yeah, of course. Glad to have you here. He looks great. You look like you've just been working in a brewery, and that's what you've been grinding. But we're having you on because you, my friend, are having a contest at work, and you guys are brewing, each person's brewing their own beer. But before I kind of jump into that a little bit, tell us a little about your role at Old Bushead, a little bit about Old Bushead, and what tell us about the promo and what's going on.
First off, so I've been at Old Bushead for a little over 3 years now. Started as just a grunt guy, and then now worked my way up to cellar manager. As a cellar manager, that's just the traditional term for, where production is, the cellar.
Right.
So along with brewing, I am more on the cold side now. So brewing is hot versus the cold is when it's in the fermenters and it's fermentating, making all that fun stuff. So my responsibility now is more of just making the day-to-day, looking at the operations of the fermenters, making sure everything is doing what it should. From that point on, filtering, packaging, working with everyone on that aspect. So
making sure it's all good, making sure everything before people day-to-day. Drink it, making sure everything, the day-to-day ops. Okay. Right. So tell us a little about the promotion and tell us a little about the, what's going on, what the contest kind of is, and then kind of tell us about, your beer a little bit.
Yeah. So we're fortunate enough. So we have two brewing systems. Our first system is a 30 barrel system. It's a big system. And then, a couple of years ago, we got a 7 barrel system, which is kind of like our experimental system. Cool. So we do a lot smaller batches with that. We have the luxury of, like I just said, experimenting, but also brewing beer a little bit cheaper than what we would use on a bigger system. And most of those recipes that we make on that system are strictly in-house. We thought as a company, this would be a great vessel, no pun intended, to create a competition with the, you know, it'll build morale, you know, yeah. Everybody included, not just brewers, not just production crew. So last year the three brewers had teams along with not just in production, but front office stuff or people, mm-hmm. personnel. Ike and Julie, our owners, were part of teams as well. My boss, Jay, he's part of the judging panel. So he was not, he kind of just came up with all the rules and regulations and helped with recipe formulation. So last year was our first year. It was a huge hit. The three brewers decided to, we got to choose any ingredients that we wanted to, any style that we wanted to, and work with our teams to come up with a recipe and something we thought would sell at Old Busthead. So last year, I made a cream ale and Cosmo Creamer, if anyone has...
shout out to Cosmo's Creamer.
Yeah. So it was a success, but we did not win. So we went up against, like a Super Saison, a Belgian Saison that was pretty high in alcohol, and a Scottish ale. So Scottish ale won. Their beer name was We Kilt It, so it was fitting, you know. So
puns will win sometimes.
So this year is definitely hopefully successful with the trophy as well. So at the end of the competition, there is a judging panel, and they will take all three beers into account, two to style. Parameters that you would if you were to submit a beer to normal competition. So my beer is a barley wine. Barley Ooh. Legal is the name.
Nice.
Of my wife Marissa. Yeah.
Shout out to Marissa.
So this year for this competition, though, Jay, my boss, decided to put styles into a hat, and he decided to put English styles. So all three beers are English style beers. Don't know why his fascination were for English styles, but they've been around forever. And then along with that, he threw in three adjuncts that we had to throw into the beer.
What were those?
Honey, tea, and orange peel. So along with the styles, you got to choose one of those three in a hat, all random. So the first beer that was released by my coworker Mike, he brewed an English style IPA with black tea called Spitfire. That is still out. It is definitely getting close to the end of its tap life, if you want to say. There's not much left, so definitely come as soon as you can to try out Spitfire. Two weeks ago, my coworker Richard, his team brewed a honey porter. So a porter is just similar to a stout, but more robust, more chocolatey notes to it. It was very flavorful as well. So
I like the word robust.
So their beer is Obehave from Austin Powers. So he went through that whole he stuck with the English trend. And they actually, his promo video was in, I forgot which movie, the one where they he has the yellow security cart stuck in between the two walls. And he's trying to maneuver around. So he took our yellow forklift and kind of recreated that scene. So it was a good promo for sure.
That's clever.
And then this weekend, Barley Wine or Barley Legal will be released. And that's obviously my beer, the last one of them. It's a 9.6% Yeah, it is up there in alcohol. Barley wines are traditionally 8 to 12. You'll get a 12-ounce pour of that. Yeah, so high in alcohol, you get a little bit of a smaller amount. And then, you definitely taste that alcohol like you would a spirit at the end. Little warm in your chest. You definitely get that. Notes of orange peel. That was my adjunct that I had to throw in. So a little bit of bittering orange peel went in towards the end of the brewing process, to get a note of that. You'll get some other fruity flavors to it. I get a cherry flavor. Nice. But you get some toffee, caramel notes that you would get from a English style barley wine. So
the nuttiness, the tang, some of the sweetness, a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So very excited for sure.
Nice. And so tell us about the, you mentioned, Jay's going to be the, the judger. How does that process kind of take place? Like, does he drink them all and then like he makes a decision and he decides the winner kind of thing? Or is it kind of based on like, I think I remember from like last year, it had something to do with sales too, right?
So there is a little bit of a difference with this year's competition. Last year was a little bit of a smaller panel. Jay, along with our supply chain manager, Mark, and Mike, he's the head brewer at Old Ox. So those three will be on the panel again. Erica, our QA, QC QAQC person, I should say. She's been with us for a while now, and she is now on the panel. She was on a team last year, actually the winning team. So yeah, she will have a say in who wins this year. And I think he might have a couple other people from a couple other breweries, but definitely those guys for sure.
And go keep it fair, QA. And, keep it fair.
No. So as far as judging, they will try all of them at the same time. They will taste and see whether it's true to style, a bunch of different factors that goes into judging criteria. They usually just follow the Brewers Association judging criteria. It's, like I said, usually from what you would normally submit in any sort of competition. And obviously since they're not part of a team, it's all unbiased. So no sales this year. It's just strictly the judging panel. Sales last year was just strictly for a tiebreaker. So there is no information on what the tiebreaker will be, but I do not think that there will be one this year. I'm confident for sure. Our team did a great job, and I said, hopefully I get that trophy this year. So
absolutely. Yeah. Bring home some hardware. Two questions that kind of come to mind. One more related to something you said earlier, but two, how many people are like, when you say teams, how many people are on like your team and like the competition's teams?
There's about 6 to 8 people per team.
Oh, wow.
And that's all. Yeah. So like I said, we try to utilize everyone in the company.
That's cool.
Like I said, from our social media person to Ike and Julie, our owners, to our taproom staff. So it's whoever wants to join. Events operations, accountants, anybody that wants to, because that's the best thing about brewing too, is they're just, because they're not back there making the beer doesn't mean that they have a great insight. It's always good to ask for people's insight no matter where they are in the company. So I know people that have a huge background in not just beer but other alcohol, so it is always good to get that input and everything like that. So like I said, as far as the details and everything that went into the competition was a little bit different than last year, just because we already knew our style, we already knew what we were kind of going to brew, so the recipe formulation was kind of already there for us.
And then I don't want to dive into too much brewer stuff because little teasers for this. We're going to try and have your boss and, the judge, Jay, come on the show, talk a little bit more about, beer making, brewery, the whole process of the business, things like that. But you had mentioned in the beginning, I'm curious about this. You had mentioned in the beginning, Old Busted was fortunate enough to have, you know, two tanks, so to speak, mm-hmm. two brewing tanks, like
two systems. Yep.
Yeah.
Two
is brewing systems. Yep. Is that not like normal for, let's say, like a brewery the size of like Old Busted? I'm sure people like Anheuser-Busch and those guys have, you know.
Yeah.
But like, is when you say fortunate, is it because like, you know, that's not something like a regular brewery or like someone may have?
Yes and no. I mean, I haven't been to enough breweries to really see who, you know, fortunate enough just because of how big we are,
right,
for capacity. And Ike and Julie and how successful they've been. We had the money to purchase a smaller system. Big breweries, they usually have, like I went to Sierra Nevada over, you know, a couple of weeks ago in Asheville, yeah, and they have a 200 barrel system.
That's wow.
What they normally brew. And then they have two pilot systems, a 7 barrel system or 7 to 10 barrel system from what it looked like, and a 20 barrel system. So most breweries brew on like a 7 barrel system. That's their whole production. So, like I said, it's most breweries you go to, their size can fluctuate. You know, most breweries don't have a 30 barrel system. Most of them are lower, in numbers. So especially, and like breweries around us for sure. But yeah, it's just nice having both of those systems just because we can stick to our larger, our core beers and beers that we distribute that we need to make large amounts of on that bigger system. And then the little system we can really have a lot of fun with, just because you're not going to try to make an experimental beer on that big of a system because it costs so much. You're not going to get that return back, right? So,
right.
It's nice having that luxury to play with. Yeah, for sure, for sure. So we with Old Busted, with a 30 barrel system, we have 220 barrel fermenters, 290 barrel fermenters, 3 bright tanks, 190, 160, and 120. And we have 8 60 barrel fermenters. So we have a lot of capacity to brew beer. And then along with the 7 barrel system, we have 5 7 barrel fermenters. So we, like I said, we just have the capacity to it definitely keeps you busy. Yeah.
I would say so. And I like I said, I don't wanna take too much
right.
And that,
yeah.
Like I said, that's a good teaser for those who are listening.
We're
that's
gonna
a good teaser for Jay's episode for time. Sure.
Yeah.
We're gonna get all into that nitty gritty too, because I have a million things that just ran through my mind when you were going through mm-hmm. the fermentation thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I before I you know say my little spiel, is there anything else about the contest or the promo you want to share with everyone, or anything else about this one that, you know, maybe you're a little bit more excited about, or any last words for the promo itself?
No, I mean, it's always exciting to brew something like this. Is the second recipe that is truly mine, if you want to say so. It's always nice to have something that's yours. So that's why it's fun doing these competitions, because it's something that you came up with. And also you reap the benefits with your team. So that's the best thing about brewing as a team, is it's not just yourself. Yes, yeah. I created the recipe, but everybody had some sort of part that had to do with the mm-hmm. the beer. So, it's just going to be releasing this weekend. And it'll be on tap until it kicks. So, along awesome. With the other two beers. So yeah, it's just mainly trying to get everyone to come out Old Busted. And I know we've been posting about the other two beers. And if you haven't seen them, please check any social media, mainly Facebook and Instagram. We do a bunch of other promos there as well. But food trucks will be there. So it's not just your ordinary beer release. It does have some more meaning to it, I should say, just because it's a competition. But for anyone who's in around the area, as well as anyone that hasn't been to Old Busted, please stop by. Yeah, we are right off of 29. Yeah, close in between Warrington and Gainesville.
Sorry. Yeah, well, I know I'll be there. Me and the missus will be showing out for sure. Even though, you know, I'm excited. And again, even though like I'm your brother, I will want to support others. like you said, since sales aren't really part of it, I guess I can buy the other people's beers and taste it.
Yeah,
I will.
Yeah.
If Jay walks by or something, I'd be like, huh. Nothing tastes as good as barley legal, though. This thing is off the charts. that sounds awesome. I'm very excited. Everyone, go check out Old Bushead this weekend. Like I said, I'll be there. Everyone and their mother's going to be there. Go check out social media as well. I'm going to be posting about it, too. I think it's awesome that you guys get to do this. And not a lot of companies function like a brewery. And then, two, not a lot of companies do contests and promotions like this where it's good camaraderie. So that's really awesome that you guys get to do that, and I'm very excited to try it. I'm very excited to get the word out there for sure. Everyone, go to Old Bushead, go get some great beer and some great food, and go check it out. But before I let you go, is there anything else you know you want to chop up? You want to say anything, maybe to me and my cacti?
No. Appreciate you pushing the promo for us and getting it out there. Yeah. No. Anytime you're there, I'll easily walk anyone around and show them around. So, yeah. I'm there for sure. So yeah,
you get the background, but, you get behind, you can see how the sausage is made. I personally, I've been it a few times. It is every time I've been back there. Just to, you know, I learned something new. I'm always infatuated with everything that's in there, and then. Again, it really kind of puts it into perspective, everything that actually goes into, you know, making beer, and like, you know, you don't realize actually how much goes into it. And very excited for this weekend, very excited to give it a taste, give it a shot. Everyone, go check out the beers this weekend at Old Bushead. You're going to see me promoting the heck out of this on the show the next couple of days. I'm very excited to do it. And thank you so much for joining. Always glad to have you on. Always happy to, you know, share the word, spread the word. And thank you so much for sharing what you do and sharing this with us. I think everyone's going to be excited to check it out and, you know, go visit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you for having me on there. Thank you.
Boogie woogie, no problem. With that, we will head out to the outro. Everyone is lucky because we'll see how it goes. This is the first week where we've done two episodes in a week, so y'all are lucky. Don't forget, also, last little plug, don't forget to check out Sneakerhead Golf, Joe15, use the promo code. They've got some great stuff. I can't wait to show everyone on the show, but with that, we'll head to the outro. Thanks so much, Ant.
Appreciate it. Thank you.